This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly global news report. An expert who monitors trends in social media warns of a dangerous narrative shift toward hatred of Jews that was launched by a high-tech hijacking of platforms and algorithms by the terror group Hamas and its supporters. And Canada's Liberal Party chose political novice Mark Carney as the country's next prime minister, succeeding Justin Trudeau. Carney blasted President Trump as a bully and pledged an economic conflict with the U.S., saying, "We can't let him succeed." A doctor who has ministered extensively in Africa and the U.S. has good news for people praying for their loved one's salvation, even on their deathbeds. The Justice Department has begun to investigate possible price fixing as it contributed to the soaring costs of AIDS, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal. CBN News reports that American shoppers are changing their diet. And the family of Marine Sergeant Nicole G., who was murdered in Afghanistan, is grateful for President Trump's efforts to bring justice for her murder. They say it's a night and day difference from the behavior of the Biden administration. And DJ Daniel, the 13-year-old Houston boy honored by President Trump with a Secret Service badge, is capturing hearts nationwide. A Texas-based water ministry has changed the lives of more than 400,000 Kenyans in one of the world's largest, filthiest, and most violent slums. CBN News' George Thomas reports the gospel has transformed the community. And a British Army veteran who was arrested for praying silently in an abortion clinic buffer zone told CBN News has a profound sadness for the UK, where some are concerned that the wording of new laws could cause the arrest of people praying in their own homes. And Syrian Christians fear their lives are in jeopardy following the reported murder of more than 1,000 Alawites at the hands of Sunni regime. CBN News spoke with a human rights emergency specialist about the Syrian situation. And New Jersey's Attorney General faces impeachment charges for allegedly targeting pro-life pregnancy centers. An evangelist and Samaritan's Purse CEO, Franklin Grayman, preached the gospel to more than 400,000 people in Ethiopia. He shared his message from a location that is infamous as the site of many communist rallies. Many illegal migrants coming from Latin America who were trying to make it into the U.S. have decided to give up the fight in the wake of the U.S. border crackdown. Now they're facing a new battle to return to their home countries, as Chuck Holton reports from Panama. And Israel's deputy foreign minister criticized the lack of world attention to Syria's massacre of Alawites and Christians, while defense officials warned the new Sunni regime to keep clear of Israel's border. The warning comes as Syria's President Ahmed al-Shaarawy claimed the killings followed rebel attacks on government officials. He called for an inquiry. In another part of Syria, the sizable Kurdish minority celebrated a pact with the government, which they hope will lead to calm. On the Gaza front, U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff is returning to the region to try to extend the Gaza ceasefire for 60 more days, and Israel and Lebanon will seek to hem out agreements to stop Hezbollah attacks in the border. And the United Nations Security Council will hold a special session on the Iran nuclear threat. President Donald Trump recently offered Iran a diplomatic path to halt its nuclear weapons program, which was rejected by the Tehran regime. As the Israeli Jews prepare to celebrate Purim, Masonic rabbi, author, and commentator Jonathan Cahn explores the mystery behind one of their most bitter enemies, the Hamas terror group. And best-selling author Joel Rosenberg has often written fictional thrillers about world events that become tomorrow's headlines. In his latest novel, The Beijing Betrayal, he explores Chinese actions against Taiwan, which he believes could lead to World War III. Apparent terrorists and hackers attacked two of Elon Musk's largest companies. Tesla sites were firebombed, and his social media platform X suffered outages several times during the day. The attacks come as Musk heads the Doge project to cut government waste. Star female athletes have fired back against the Nike company's recent ad campaign, which ignored the threat from biological men in women's sports. And recording artist and worship leader Chris Tomlin reveals how the Lord's hand moved on his latest project, a film called The Last Supper. And the Supreme Court will hear the case of a Christian counselor in Colorado who is challenging the state's law banning conversion therapy, preventing counseling to help minors accept their God-given gender and identity. CBN News investigating the supernatural. Miracles takes viewers on a compelling journey with journalist Billy Halliwell, uncovering real-life miracles. Experts in science, theology, and academia examine the evidence, the supernatural, and what the Bible reveals about miracles today. And Israel's Dalia Kirshner's brother-in-law, Yair, and Eaton Horn were taken hostage by Hamas. While Yair was recently released, Eaton remains captive in Gaza. CBN's Roger Nair speaks with Dalia about how you can help bring the hostages home. And this week's Studio 5 celebrity stylist Andre Julius shares his sartorial journey into fashion. Get a preview of the film, The Last Supper, executive produced by Chris Tomlin and Effin Graham, talks with Obed Fur about his role as Abner in the House of David. Kids of all ages are in costume as Israel celebrates Purim, the Bible story of Queen Esther, when the Jews throughout Persia were sentenced to death. But the Lord brought a dramatic reversal. As American-Israeli Yael Eckstein writes, it's most relevant for Israel today. And Oklahoma has indicted former megachurch pastor Robert Morris on 5 counts of indecent acts with a child, stemming from crimes he allegedly committed against a 12-year-old girl in the 1980s. CBN News chief political analyst David Brody reports on the disarray among Democrats nearly 2 months into President Trump's second term. At least 39 people are dead after the unusual vicious variety of storms lashed across the U.S. from a fatal dust storm that caused a pileup in Kansas to tornadoes in the south to wildfires in Oklahoma. An encouraging medical breakthrough, U.S. surgeons have restored sight to some blind patients by using their own stem cells. A reserve brigadier general in the Israeli Defense Forces explains to CBN News how Israel is both winning and losing the war with its enemies and what the nation needs to do to achieve its goal. And CBN News talked with Pastor Andrew Brunson, who spent 2 years in a Turkish prison. He shares his perspective on the current struggle for the hostages held in Gaza and a dream he had concerning Israel's enemies. He also exhorts Regent University students to trust the Lord in trying times. Missouri Attorney General has ordered the state's Planned Parenthood clinics to cease and desist from providing chemical abortion. And an update, Gateway Church founder Robert Morris turned himself into Oklahoma authorities yesterday to face charges of child sexual abuse when he was a youth pastor 42 years ago. He was reportedly released after posting a $50,000 bond. And actor Chris Pratt, star of several Hollywood blockbusters, recently shared about the moment he decided to take a stand for Jesus, even if it cost me. And CBN News Dan Andros discussed Israel and the end times with Bible teacher Pastor Jimmy Evans and Dr. Mark Hitchcock. The streets of Jerusalem were filled with color and joy as children and adults celebrated Purim with a festival parade. From Hell Street to Healing, ministry workers in Columbia are living out the gospel amid rampant addiction and squalor from a flood of migrants living on the streets. CBN News reports lives are being changed. And NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams returned to Earth after spending 9 months stranded in space, during which time Wilmore shared his faith in Jesus in a CBS report. And 70 Christian students at Western Kentucky University spent the night writing the entire Gospel of John in chalk on nearly 2 miles of walkways all over the campus. Ben and Jerry sparked backlash from pro-life groups this week after posting on X its declared support for abortion providers, stating they're threatened across the country. A Los Angeles County church that has been having services on a public beach for the last 18 years is now being told by city officials that they must worship Jesus elsewhere. And a war we must win. CBN News spoke with Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Sarshani, international spokesman for the IDF, about the end of the ceasefire in Gaza and Israel's plan for defeating Hamas. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that a Houston area midwife has been arrested and accused of performing illegal abortions. It's the first arrest under the new state law essentially banning abortion on demand. And the Federal Communications Commission is demanding answers from Google concerning possible censorship of the Great American Family Network on YouTube TV. And Regents University Chancellor Gordon Robinson and Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robinson School of Government, welcomed Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon on campus for a symposium announcing support for and partnerships with Israel. And Ephraim Graham sits down with Rebecca St. James and her husband Cubby Fink to discuss their new book, Lasting Forever. Plus, Alex Highsmith shows how to set the stage on and off the field, all in Studio 5. And former Israeli hostage Eli Shaarawy testified to the UN Security Council about the hell he suffered in the Gaza tunnels as he sat next to Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Dannon, who blasted the world body for erasing the hostages for 500 days. Shaarawy also spoke of how he witnessed Hamas stealing global humanitarian aid meant for the Palestinian people. He had hoped to reunite with his family after he was freed, but discovered that they were murdered on October 7, 2023. Meanwhile, a Houthi missile directed at Israel triggered the warning siren in Jerusalem. The U.S. has reportedly asked Israel not to respond to the Houthi attacks and allow Washington to carry out the targeting of the terrorists in Yemen. The Supreme Court will hear a case in April that could have a major impact on the freedom of parents to educate their children regarding homosexuality and gender. CBN News' Tara Mergener profiles the case from Washington. CBN's Operation Blessings is on a mission to share God's love through clean water in Peru. In recent years, media coverage of Russia has been dominated by the war in Ukraine and Putin. An executive with the Slavic Gospel Association shares three surprising things you probably didn't know about Russia and the Russian people. Israelis who were held as hostages by Hamas in deplorable conditions in Gaza have returned from their living nightmare to tell inspiring stories of faith. A team of national security experts in Washington has looked at the changing landscape in the Middle East. They believe it is time to upgrade ties between Israel and the United States from a special relationship to a strategic partnership. On this week's Healthy Living, autoimmune disease awareness advocate Don Green, author of Facing My Giants, Overcoming Obstacles for Optimal Health, discusses her 35-year ordeal and how she's helping others recognize when they might be dealing with an autoimmune disease and get the right diagnosis and treatment for it. A Florida mom exposes alleged secret gender meeting several years ago between a school district and her daughter, who was then struggling with identity issues. And the Justice Department has called for two anti-Trump federal judges to be removed from their respective cases as conflict escalates between the White House and the lowest federal court. And devout preacher, devoted husband, and loving father, former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman, has died at the age of 76. Why would we not mention God? Lawmakers in at least 14 states are working on legislation to post the Ten Commandments in public schools. And Zach Merkrebs, the pastor at the Center of Ashbury Revival and author of the new book, Lower, Igniting Spiritual Awakeness Through Radical Humility, told CBN News about some of the transformational events he personally witnessed. And Generals International founder Cindy Jacobs tells CBN News, chaos and convulsion in the Middle East has strong prophetic significance as a sign of God's reset in the world. Turkey has arrested more than 1,000 protesters, including reporters, amid nationwide demonstrations sparked by the jailing of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem Imamoglu, the prominent political rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Many parents say their lives have been deeply enriched by their children with Down syndrome, who are not a burden, but rather a tremendous gift. A Christian teacher in the UK has been found guilty of unacceptable professional conduct for sharing her Bible-based beliefs on gender and sexuality in a Christian school. And astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore celebrated his long-awaited homecoming to Earth by worshiping at his Baptist church in Texas. CBN News talked with pastors, parishioners, and Wilmore's daughter. And Dr. Carol Swain, a distinguished retired professor who taught at Princeton, Duke, and Vanderbilt, tells CBN News that today's higher education is rife with plagiarism, anti-Semitism, and clear Marxist leaning. And Michelle Bachmann, former congresswoman and dean of Regents University Robertson School of Government, tells CBN News the Middle East is on a prophetic hinge of history with stark challenges, but also great opportunity for both Israel and praying church. And Governor Mike Huckabee's depth of knowledge and understanding of Israel, Gaza, and the broader Middle East was evident during his confirmation hearing. A longtime friend of Israel, Huckabee emphasized that he would not advance his own agenda, but would represent President Trump's. Speaking about the October 7th attack, Huckabee declared, Hamas is not a government. It is not a standing army. It is a terrorist organization. And President Trump has revoked an 18th century law allowing secret state privilege to continue to deport Venezuelan gang members in a case that may end up in the Supreme Court. And lawmakers are pushing to protect pro-life pregnancy centers as national debates intensify. The Let Pregnancy Centers Service Act of 2025 aims to prevent discrimination and ensure continued support for centers that don't provide abortions. And Mia Love, the nation's first black GOP congresswoman, has died of brain cancer at the age of 49. The daughter of Haitian immigrants, she served Utah's 4th District from 2015 to 2019. And Kiryat Shmona, who was one of the hottest hit towns during Hezbollah's rocket assault on northern Israel shortly after October 7th. Chuck Holton returned to the scene that was once a war zone and found a mixture of fear and hope. And Pastor Greg Laurie believes Disney's remake of Snow White, which did poorly in its opening weekend, abandoned the biblical parallels of the original movie in favor of themes such as self-reliance. A growing number of Israelis believe that the rise of anti-Hamas protests inside Gaza could mark a turning point in the long and gruesome war. Some Gazans used media members covering the protests to tell Hamas to get out of their lives. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz urged Gaza residents to stand up to Hamas, while an Israeli reserve soldier told CBN News that the tide may be turning. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas that Israel may start taking territory in Gaza and threaten unspecified other actions if Hamas doesn't release the remaining 59 hostages held there. Houston police officials say three teenage girls tried to kill their mother with knives after she turned off the Wi-Fi in their homes. And excitement is building among archaeologists as they work to unearth a mysterious pyramid-like structure in the Judean desert. And the chosen star, Jonathan Rami, tells CBN News that season 5 of the series, opening in theaters, has made him want to be more like Jesus. This year, the series will explore the intense conflicts the Son of Man faced as he approaches his crucifixion and resurrection. And Ephraim Graham traveled to Texas to look at the history of black cowboys. Follow him to the Bill Pickett Invitational Rodeo, the Black Cowboy Museum, and the Horsepower Ranch, plus a look at the top 5 unsung black cowboys in this week's Studio 5. And Israel ran for cover as Yemen's Houthis launched 2 ballistic missiles toward Jerusalem and central Israel for the third time this week. The U.S. urged Israel not to retaliate, continue its own strikes. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu called anti-Semitism a disease carried by barbarians. Senator Marco Rubio defended the revoked student visa, saying, "We gave you a visa to study, not to tear up campuses. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck Thailand and neighboring Myanmar today, killing at least two people in a Bangkok's building collapse. Officials are concerned the casualty toll could rise as rescue workers sift through rubble. President Trump announced that he's withdrawing L.C. Stefanik's nomination as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He explained that with the GOP's narrow margin of control in the House, he needs it to help steer legislation through Congress. A North Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that a mother whose son was vaccinated for COVID-19 without her consent can sue the school district. Former inmate Tammy Franklin contends that celebrating Women's History Month through March is as important for women behind bars as it is for those outside the prison walls. Parents of two Wisconsin high school students have filed a Title IX complaint after the school punished their daughters for refusing to change clothes in front of a male transgender who was sharing the locker room. And Nick Shakur, who played Zebedee, the father of disciples John and James in The Chosen, is clearly not acting when he describes the CBN's to CBN's Ashley Key his encounter with the Lord and the Holy Spirit as a result of his role. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is feeling the squeeze from every branch of government, with the White House, Congress, and the Supreme Court all making moves that could roll back the group's power. And finally, all of us want to feel happier, have a better memory, and enjoy greater cognition. Dr. Drew Ramsey, author of Healing the Modern Brain, 9 Tenets to Build Mental Fitness and Revitalize Your Mind, discusses the power of nutrition and lifestyle choices to build our mental fitness in this week's Healthy Living. And this concludes our global news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.